pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts might be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. If you live long enough, somebody's going to disappoint you. If you live long enough, somebody's going to abandon you. It's a fact of life. People disappoint us. And I'd like to tell you about two people today who really disappointed the man named Paul. Paul was a great evangelist, and there was one guy who really disappointed him, abandoned him when he needed him. His name was Mark. Mark was a young kid, and he grew up hearing all the great stories of the evangelist, the great stories of Jesus, and like many young people, he went on a mission trip. Now, I don't know if any of you were on mission trips when you were younger, but they were quite exciting. Adults would take you someplace where you'd learn a trade and help people, and usually the people you helped were grateful, and it was kind of fun. Well, the mission trip that Mark went on was not fun. Mark went on a trip with his cousin Barnabas and his great mentor Paul, and when they went on mission trips, they went to hostile places. People really were not ready to hear about the gospel. Not only that, but the travel itself was treacherous. And so excitement probably turned into terror for this poor young kid. And he decided one day he had had just about enough of that mission trip, and he took the next sailboat home. So he went home. Well, then there was another mission trip. And I guess Mark thought long and hard about what he had done. And he must have approached his cousin Barnabas and said, I'd really like another chance. That took a lot of courage. And Barnabas, his cousin, said, sure, I'll take you. And Paul said, nothing doing. This kid abandoned us. He's not faithful. I'm not taking another chance on him. And so Barnabas and Paul got into an argument. Even great people of God get into arguments. And I'm sure Paul said to him, the only reason you're giving this kid a chance is because he's a relative. It says in Acts that they had a really big falling out. And Barnabas, not to be deterred, took Mark with him, gave him that second chance. Now, it was very important that he did that, because years later, when Paul was in prison, when Paul was having a tough time, who did he ask to bring to his side? But that same young man, Mark, he said, he's really useful to me and to the gospel. It gives us an important lesson when somebody disappoints us. Sometimes we have a scorched earth mentality. You cross me once, you're done. Maybe we ought to have a little more grace. Because there are people who disappoint, there are people who let us down. But when they come back asking for another chance, might we give them that second chance? If Barnabas had not had faith in that young man, Paul wouldn't have had a wonderful helper when he needed him most. Then there's the second man who disappointed Paul, but this guy did not care to come back and apologize. This guy did not ask forgiveness. His name was Demas. And he had been a co-worker with Paul. He had been on Paul's journeys. He had taken work with Paul. He was very close to Paul. He was in his inner circle. And Paul said, Demas, in love with this world, left me. Can you understand why Demas might have left him? Paul was in prison by this time. And maybe Demas had sacrificed many times, and he had just come to the end. He couldn't handle it anymore. He couldn't handle the sacrifice. He couldn't handle the thought that perhaps he was next and he might be put in prison and killed. And so he gave it all up at Paul's most vulnerable, when Paul needed him most, and he left and didn't come back. What do you do when people abandon and disappoint you and they don't ask forgiveness? They don't say, "I'm sorry." They just leave you flat and they're gone. What do you do then? Well, Paul did two things, and they're important lessons for us. The first thing he did was to realize who was still there. So he talked to Timothy and asked Timothy to come and bring him things. He asked Mark to come. He talked about the beloved physician Luke, who had been with him. So often when people abandon us, we forget that there's a cadre of people around us who still love us. Because the human mind loves to latch on to the negative, don't we? And we kind of grind on the person who really did us wrong. And we forget that God has given us a circle of people who love us and that we can rely on. And so Paul calls in all his favors and all the people that still love him and who will take care of him. Even those who didn't stand with him at his trial, because he understood why they didn't. In modern day trials, when a defendant comes before a judge, the family comes and surrounds that defendant. Even if they can't say a word, they want to show that defendant some love and some concern and that they're supportive. Well, in those days, if family or friends came to the defense of a person on trial, they could be arrested too. So, of course, they abandoned Paul there. They didn't want anything to do with that. It wasn't that they didn't love him, but it was self-preservation. But Paul, rather than getting angry with that, took an opportunity. And he said, "God was with me." And so he turned the courtroom into a pulpit. And he began to preach to anybody who would listen. So Paul, instead of grinding on the people who left, pulled people around him and said one important thing. He said, I'm going to look someplace else for help, and that's with God Almighty. He said, God never abandoned him. And isn't that a wonderful thought? Because even if we have a circle of friends, there are times in the watches of the night when our loved one might be asleep or we are alone in the house. And we're alone with our thoughts and our losses. But we know that God is with us. God never abandons us in the middle of the night. He gives us grace. He gives us peace. He gives us strength to go on. So when somebody you love has abandoned you, sometimes they can't help it. They die. Know that Jesus promised that he will never leave us or forsake us to the very end of our lives and beyond. Has somebody disappointed you? If they come back, give them grace. If you've disappointed someone, have the courage to ask for another chance. If someone hasn't come back, look at the people who are still around and give thanks. And always remember, God will never disappoint. God is with us always. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that your presence is always with us. We thank you that you are the God of a second chance. And if we have disappointed anyone or you, that you will bring us back to yourself. And we ask, O Lord, that you would give us the grace to live each and every day in your light, in your love, surrounded by the people of God. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.